Once upon a time, there was a beautiful princess, admired by everyone, but whom no one dared to propose to. Desperate, the king consulted the god Apollo, who said that Psyche should be left alone, in a mourning dress at the top of a mountain. Before daybreak, a serpent would come to her and marry her. The king obeyed, and throughout the night the princess waited, terrified and freezing, for the arrival of her husband. She ended up falling asleep. As she awoke, she was in a beautiful palace, transformed into a queen. Every night her husband would come to her. They made love, and he had just one condition. Psyche could have anything she desired, but she should trust him completely and never see his face. The young woman lived happily for a very long time. She had comfort, affection, joy. She was in love with the man who came to her every night. Once in a while, however, she was afraid of being married to a horrible serpent. One night, while her husband slept, she illuminated their bed with a lantern and found Eros, or Cupid, a man of incredible beauty, beside her. The light woke him up, and he found out that the woman he loved was unable to fulfill his only desire, and he disappeared. Every time I read the story, I ask myself, will we ever be allowed to discover the face of love? It was necessary that many years passed below the bridge of my life until I could understand that love is an act of faith in another person, and her face shall stay covered in mystery. Each moment shall be lived and enjoyed, but whenever we try to understand it, the magic disappears. After you accept this, you allow your life to be guided by a strange language called science. I know the world is talking to me, and I need to listen to it. And if I do that, I will always be guided towards what there is of the most intense, passionate, and beautiful. Of course it isn't easy, and sometimes I feel like Psyche at that cliff, cold and terrified. But if I am able to overcome that night and surrender to mystery and to the faith in life, I always end up waking up in a palace. All I need is to trust in love, even running the risk of erring.